If you like scary stories, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories Podcast. Sit back and relax. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The creepy old woman. This happened in 1985 when I was 15 years old. Even though I was very young, my parents said I had the maturity of a 25-year-old and treated me as such. They weren't wrong. I wasn't into any of the mischievous, childish activities that most kids my age were. As a matter of fact, I already had a job and worked most weekends. I worked the concession counter at a busy movie theater. One day, a very old couple moved in next door to us. They had to have been well into their 80s. The old man was able to walk around, albeit very slowly and extremely hunched over. And then there was the old woman. The creepy old woman. That may not sound nice, but it's the truth. From the moment I saw her, she just gave me the creeps. She was very thin, had short white hair, pale skin, and always wore a long, light-colored nightgown. She was bound to a wheelchair and seemed to be in a near vegetative state. The old couple had a nurse that would tend to them during the day. Most afternoons, the nurse would wheel the old woman out onto their front porch. Whenever I stepped outside and turned and looked at the old woman, she was staring at me. Her face was stone-cold, expressionless, and there was something about her icy blue eyes that gave me the willies. One day, shortly after I got home from school, I was sitting in the living room reading a book. When I looked up from my book, I let out a startled shriek. The old woman was standing outside on our porch, peering in at me through our front window. When she realized that she had been spotted, she scurried away quickly. That was a very unsettling moment for me, but as I started thinking about it, I worried that maybe the poor woman needed some help, so I walked next door. The old woman was sitting in her wheelchair, and the nurse was holding a cup of water while the old woman sipped from a straw. I explained to the nurse about the old woman being on our porch looking in through the window and asked if everything was okay. This brought a chuckle from the nurse.
"You must be mistaken. She can't walk. She's too old and weak. She hasn't taken a step in years."
I knew what I saw. I looked down at the old woman who had her cold blue eyes locked onto me. I shouldn't have been afraid of the old, seemingly harmless woman, but I was. That weekend, my parents were taking a week-long trip to Hawaii. They had no problems with me staying home alone. They knew I was responsible and could be trusted. My uncle would come by every evening to make sure I was okay, but otherwise I would be all alone. I had worked a couple days during the week at the movie theater, so I had the weekend off. I was just planning on working on homework assignments when the couple two doors down asked if I'd babysit for them. I was happy to. Their daughter Lindsay was a precious five-year-old. She was very easy to babysit for. Everything was going fine. I was working on my homework while little Lindsay drew pictures. I was just finishing up my assignment when I noticed the picture Lindsay was drawing. It sent a chill down my spine. The picture was of a woman with white hair standing in front of a window. "What did you draw a picture of?"
"The old woman who looks through my window."
"An old woman looks through your window?" Little Lindsay nodded as she continued to draw. When I put Lindsay to bed that night, I looked out her window at the old couple's house next door. The lights were off. I was relieved that there was no sign of the old woman. I was killing time by reading a book while I waited for Lindsay's parents to come home. I was glad I chose to read rather than watch TV, or I may not have heard the subtle sliding sound coming from Lindsay's bedroom. It sounded like someone opening a drawer, or maybe a window. I rushed to Lindsay's bedroom and flung the door open. The bedroom curtains were blowing in the breeze from the open window, and Lindsay's bed was empty. I popped my head out the window just in time to see the old woman step onto the front porch of her house with Lindsay in her arms. I ran through the house, out the front door, and rushed to the old couple's home. Their front door was unlocked. I opened it slowly and stepped inside. The house was quiet. I was standing in the foyer. There was a hallway in front of me. The lights were off, but I could see flickering of candles coming from a room toward the end of the hallway. I slowly started walking down the hallway toward the candle-lit room. As I got closer, I could hear the hushed voices of people talking. I slowed to a crawl as I reached the room and ever so carefully peeked inside. The first thing I noticed were the various old newspapers sitting on a dresser near the doorway. The articles in the paper talked about something called adrenochrome and harvesting the energy of children by consuming their flesh and blood. The room in question was a large bedroom. There were so many flickering candles around the room it was nearly equivalent to a yellow strobe light. My eyes immediately locked onto Lindsay, who was unconscious and sitting in a large chair near the bed. The old man was sitting on the bed. The creepy old woman was standing in front of him. I could finally hear what they were saying.
"You didn't kill her, did you?"
"No, I just sedated her. They need to be alive when we drink the blood."
The old man seemed reluctant.
"I don't know about this."
"Look at me. 6 months ago, I was nearly a vegetable. Now I can move around like I did 20 years ago."
"You killed a young boy to achieve that."
He was shaking his head as he spoke.
"I won't be part of this."
The old woman was seething at his hesitance.
"Yes, you will. We will drink her blood. We will eat her flesh. We will be young again."
The old man's congested lungs began to whistle as he became agitated.
"No, it's wrong. I won't do it. I won't."
I could feel the creepy old woman's angered energy welling up within before she finally erupted.
"You will not hold me back."
The old woman grabbed a pillow and pushed it down hard over the old man's face. He kicked and flailed his arms, but was unable to put up much resistance. I saw this as my opportunity to rescue Lindsay. I raced across the room toward Lindsay, but just before I could reach her, the creepy old woman heard me and whipped her head around. Her eyes were murderously fierce. Her face was wrinkled up into a snarl. She looked like a savage beast as she sprung from the bed and attacked me. She was clawing at me and she snapped her yellow-stained teeth at me. I violently shoved her away from me, causing her to slip and fall to the ground. On her way down, she slammed her head against the side of the bedpost. She was motionless. Her creepy eyes were staring directly at me, but now they were lifeless. I grabbed Lindsay and carried her back to her bed. She had finally awakened by the time her parents arrived. Lindsay went on and on about how the creepy old woman crawled in through the window. Her parents brushed it off as the overactive imagination of a young girl. The next day, the nurse discovered the bodies. The official report theorized that the old woman had passed away of natural causes, slumped over, and fell out of her wheelchair. Upon discovering her body, the shock of the situation was too much on the old man's system. It seemed logical to anyone who didn't know better. I knew nobody would believe me if I told the truth, so I never told a soul. The most terrifying part of it all is the likelihood that there are probably many other people out there like the creepy old woman searching for the blood that will make them young again.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We hope you enjoyed the show. We're dying for you to come back for more. Visit maniacontheloose.com. Sign up for our newsletter, and I'll give you some free stuff. We'll see you soon. Very soon.